Yes, I am Alex Johnson. I am the executive director of the Western Slope Conservation Center, and I am honored to be a speaker at the upcoming TEDx Paonia.
I'm Joanna Calabrese. I'm the lead organizer of TEDx Paonia.
So, Alex, you're going to be a speaker. What made you interested about this? Why did you look into this?
Well, I would say my first motivation is that I am just very familiar. I'm a fan of the TED Talk. I'm a fan of TED Talks. They are an incredible way to share ideas across the internet and other social media platforms that I've been exposed to very on a frequent basis. So I know it quite well. Streaming videos on Facebook or other online platforms. Similarly, I'm a fan of the TED Talk Radio Hour, and that's a great way to get through a long drive.
Yeah, it's something we carry here at KVNF quite often.
Right, exactly. And so I'm familiar with TED as a platform for sharing ideas. So as a writer and as a conservationist, I am honored to have the opportunity to potentially use that platform to share my ideas, the ones that I've been working on for many years, with a much larger audience. Meanwhile, I can engage in ideas, sharing discussion, that magic dialogue of multiple ideas, all the ideas bouncing around here in our community. I get to be a part of that process, but then also potentially share it with a larger platform.
What makes this presentation different for you? You talked about sharing it, larger platform out there on the internet. Is that different preparing for you?
Yeah, and I suppose that's another motivation for why I wanted to participate in this TEDx Paonia, is that the standards are very high, the expectations are high for all of the speakers, and I thought it would push my limits. As a public speaker, I knew I'd learn a lot in the process, and I'd become a better person and better thinker and better community member for it. The requirements to prepare for a TEDx talk is, first, you have to come up with an idea, which is harder than it might seem. What's an idea worth spreading? What's an idea that you think that you think is important to you, but then also important to the rest of the world, and at the very least, your community in which you live? Then you have to propose that idea in a single paragraph to the curation team of TEDx. So all of the speakers and many other individuals did that. They submitted their proposals for TED Talks, and then we received feedback from the curation team, and then selections were made. From that point, once you've been selected to be a TEDx speaker, then you have to prepare a full draft of your presentation with slides and present those to the curation team for feedback.
So no ad-libbing.
No ad-libbing. Nope. The idea, the talk, all of it's very refined, reviewed, edited, for clarity and for impact. Then there's a rehearsal. We've had one rehearsal now at this point, but there are multiple rehearsals. That's a really important process where we stood up on stage and gave our full talk in front of the full curation team. We were scored, provided constructive criticism, and really, it's just about producing the highest quality of talk as possible. It's not a speech. It's not a classroom presentation.
It's a talk of a lifetime.
It's the talk of a lifetime. And it's fun to think about just sharing, producing the highest quality product you can, sharing this idea to potentially the most people as possible. For a lot of people, it's hard to get your ideas, your talks out to the world at large.
And you identified yourself earlier as a conservationist, and you know the themes that you're running with. What ideas will you be sharing?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but I will say that a lot of my personal and academic studies in the past have dealt with how gender, both individual experience of your own gender, and then also just that concept of gender within society, how that shapes how people interact with the natural world. So my talk investigates that through one particular proposal, if you will, and it's exciting to be able to package it all up. My talk clocks in about at 10 minutes. They can be 18 minutes at max. So it turns out that 10 minutes is not a long time at all. So you really have to make it as efficient and clear as possible while also making it as substantive as possible too. But it's nice because, you know, if you have a paper, if I were to write a paper on this subject, then it would be much more technical, likely, you know, a lot more jargon. But you know, when you're presenting this to a wide audience, in context to other people who are speaking on incredibly diverse ideas, it really, I think, improves the product that you create, because you're wanting it to be in dialogue with all the other talks, and you want to engage the audience and want them to be thinking about that idea after the day is done.
One of the major parameters for a TED Talk is it has to be 18 minutes or under. And that's just standard rule across all TED events and conferences. And so that really is a challenge.
Do you know why they have that max time limit?
I think that was how it just initially was established when TED was founded in the 80s. It started as a conference and then grew into an online platform, TED.com, in 2006. And it's always been this just kind of arbitrary, but the like kind of standard for a TED Talk is maybe there's some psychology there behind human attention span. But you'll find on TED.com, you know, there's talks from 4 minutes to 18, but nothing longer.
Well, and I think I'm not sure if this is a cause or a effect, but certainly that length lends itself to being shared. And TED's been around a lot longer than social media has, but I think it's allowed it to really take on a much larger role within society of being an avenue for sharing these creative new ideas with large audiences.
It's a substantive enough bite, but not the full meal, so that when you hear a talk, it sparks, you know, your curiosity to a degree that you can, you know, choose, that didn't inspire me, or that was massively inspiring. And I've talked to people who have literally had their life changed by TED Talks and have chosen different, you know, professional career paths as a result of hearing a very juicy 18-minute talk on KVNF radio or online.
So. Alex, what effect do you hope to see from your talk?
That's a great question. I suppose the academic answer would be that we in this culture in particular are really focused on binary definitions of biological processes and our understanding of ourselves and others. And, you know, just one of my personal projects is to break down some of those binary differences. So in a non-academic way, I would say just getting people to think creatively about their assumptions of how the world works and how they move within it.
So Jana, you talked a little bit about TED started as a conference in the 80s. Was it a conference detached to academia or something like that?
TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, started as a one-off conference that was organized by a bunch of technology and design leaders in Silicon Valley in 1984. And it has expanded since then to include more than just technology and design, but also scientific, cultural, and academic topics. And so in 2006, the talks started, they started filming the talks that were happening at these annual TED conferences and putting them online. And there's over 2,000 of them on TED.com. And so TED was really the brainchild of Silicon Valley that grew into an international online platform for sharing ideas. And the thing that brings together people on TED is really just this idea that ideas can change the world, and attitudes and lives and belief systems. And so TED was really inspired to create a free clearinghouse of those ideas from the world's most inspired thinkers. And that's why TED.com exists. And TEDx is an independently organized TED event. So TED blew up in actually very shortly after it was founded in like 2007, 2008. And they had a huge swell of interest in people contacting them from all over the world asking, how can we bring a TED conference to where I live? And how can we plug in the thought leaders here? And that inspired the creation of TEDx, which is a program of local self-organized events that bring people together to share a TED-like experience. So at our event, TED Talk video and live speakers combined to spark connection and discussion. And basically, we are hosting a full day of TED Talks, 16 TED Talks from 16 local thought leaders from the North, people who live in the North Fork Valley or have deep connections to this place, interspersed with TED videos, TED Talk videos.
Where did the idea for this come from, for TEDx Paonia?
Well, for years, residents of the North Fork Valley have been really talking about how proud we are of the intellectual capital that exists here, of all of the philosophers and writers and civic leaders and cultural leaders that happen to call this place home. I think we all know that there is a remarkable concentration of intelligence in this place that is often perhaps overlooked by those visiting. We have a captivating landscape. A lot of people are drawn to the North Fork Valley by agriculture and outdoor adventure opportunities, and less drawn by our intellectual knowledge base, which is actually very deep and impressive. And so for a long time, there's been, through many institutions here, have hosted special programs and events to highlight and celebrate the ideas that are born here. But there's also quite a concentration of residents that live here and are just huge fans of TED and listen to TED radio on KVNF and other radio stations and watch TED Talks voraciously online constantly. We happen to have a lot of self-learners here in the Valley that are really passionate about plugging into the global conversation and being on the brink of, you know, innovation and new ideas. So all of these people, you know, I feel like it's kind of an emergence that this is happening, this event. There's no like clean storyline here, like one person talked to another and said we should do this, but we had all of the right conditions and players at hand to make this happen. So a small group of very passionate community volunteers came together. There's about 15 people on the TEDx Paonia team about 6 months ago in a small conference room with fluorescent lights and just asked the question, do you think we can do this here? We are an anomaly in that most TEDx events are hosted in large cities and metropolitan areas, and very few take place in small towns. And this will be the first ever TEDx conference on the western slope of Colorado. And it's been remarkable how many people have stepped up and engaged in the process of planning the conference.
It sounds like quite a project. How many speakers are you guys going to have?
16. We have musicians, poet laureates, engineers, educators, a very vast array of leaders in different fields. And the theme of the conference is pushing through the pavement. So all of this, the TED Talks that will be presented at the event will tie back to that theme, which, you know, when we say pushing through the pavement, essentially we're talking about a groundswell of ideas and the power of ideas to emerge from kind of hidden place, and often a dark place maybe, you know. And so it's a very broad theme that can really kind of capitalizing on the North Fork Valley's presence as a thought leader in the nation and throughout the world. It's a place where it's kind of a secret. It's a little bit of a surprise that this little pocket in the mountains could contribute to a global conversation like this. So pushing through the pavement, kind of representing like the culture of the North Fork Valley, is one where we're a bunch of humble villagers, you know, and we're growing vegetables and we're writing music and we're working, a lot of the people that live here, on a very small kind of local community level in the way that we are affecting change in the world. And pushing through the pavement is kind of casting a light on that.
I think that theme also speaks to a certain degree to just, you know, when I think of pavement, I think of cities and urbanity. And in my mind, that this theme, beyond literally like imagining a plant breaking up out of the pavement, it's also kind of a statement to all of these other TEDx talks and all of these TED folks that just because we live in this rural location does not mean that we cannot contribute in a very significant way to the world of ideas. Mm-hmm. And to actually be at the forefront of a lot of pretty powerful and important ideas.
And it's also, I mean, just symbolically, like the visual of it, you know, we have as our logo this flower that is bursting out of concrete. It's also kind of this representing the greening, if you will, of like the new agrarianism and like this vision of a future where we're bringing, you know, more vitality and more life to places that have lost it.
It also brings up this conversation of theme brings up a distinction with TEDx and TED Talks than other festivals of ideas, I guess, or other, maybe more so, it's like this idea of theme is, I think, unique to the TED experience in that they are very specific about creating a very broad theme that will encourage talks from many different disciplines and on many different subjects but that somehow speak to this common theme. So rather than a conference on sustainable rural development or you know, any other topic of your choice, it's you know, rather than working on that subject, you know, the starting point is this theme, which, you know, allows for more creativity. It allows for more spontaneous conversation between ideas. And that's also, I think, really exciting and special about TED and being a part of it, is that we get to be a part of this. In a way, it's very structured and rigid and rehearsed, and yet simultaneously there's this magic of these ideas being discussed, you know, up on the stage and within the room, but literally within each person's own head too throughout the day and beyond.
And that, you know, gives people an opportunity. They say that the best ideas are born from the synthesis of many different disciplines. And that is the major inspiration behind TED, is that when we bring together all of these disciplines in one room, in one day, and we, you know, scatter those topics broadly, that it gives people this opportunity to start synthesizing and creating their own unique expression or idea from those that are presented. That is ultimately the TEDx Paonia's team's goal, really, beyond elevating Paonia as a thought hub, is really to spark deep curiosity and questioning and thinking, critical thinking and creativity in each and every single individual that experiences this here in Paonia in the Paradise Theater, but also online after the event. We, you know, the biggest opportunity here and the biggest benefit of allying with TED to produce this event is that we will ultimately film each TED talk at the event and then produce it into professionally into a video that will go onto the TEDx YouTube channel online for thousands of people all over the world to encounter and see and be inspired. And our hope is that once we get these videos produced several, probably a month or two after the event, that everyone that would, that partook in the event, speakers, you know, attendees, the team leaders, will push those videos out there and share them with their friends and their family and their connections all over the globe, to not only put Paonia on the map as a thought hub, but also just to push forward a broader dialogue and to really what we have here in Paonia and here in the North Fork Valley on the Western Slope is specific, unique conditions for incubating ideas that don't exist anywhere else in the world. And hopefully when people watch these talks, they will have a sense of that and it'll break open a, you know, another level of curiosity within them about what made that possible.
Is the event's main organizer going through, I imagine, quite a bit of work. Do you see something like this happening again in Paonia? Another TEDx Paonia?
Yes. I think that based on this first go at it, we had such a huge swell of interest and participation, and we had way more applicants, way more speakers than we could fit within a day. So I'm really optimistic that this will really inspire a lot of people in our community to take part in future years of the event, and it will really, I you know what, honestly, Jake, I hadn't even thought about that until you asked it. I'm like, I haven't thought about if we'll do it next year. You know, it's a huge amount of energy, but I have a feeling that once people experience this, they're going to get attached, and that even if those that are on the organizing team this year are too tired to do it next year, that another team of leaders will emerge to take it on and carry it forward. And I think I can't even anticipate what the reward or outcome of having these talks online will be for the people involved, for the speakers, for the sponsors. This is made possible. This event will be made possible by 10 local organizations who have given very generously of their time and resources to make this possible. It's an entire, it's 100% volunteer event, organized event. So none of the funds go to pay speakers or the leaders. All of the funds go directly into the event experience and the production of the videos. So any funds that we have from sponsorships that are left over will go towards the future.
All right. Well, Alex, Joanna, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
Awesome.